Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Oh, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Is the day that we were dreading. We knew it would happen someday. Someday, your hero is going to die. Jeff Dye, where were you when Carl Weathers died today?
I was standing right there having a good time, spinning a basketball on my finger, making new friends.
Sure.
And then you came in hot.
Yeah.
You have terrible bedside manner, might I mention.
Do I?
Yeah. Usually go, guys, I got to tell you some bad news. Someone you respect and revere has passed. This fucking asshole just bursts in. He's dead, fucking Carl Weathers. You know, I was like, give me a minute, you know?
That's what happened.
That's why he's not allowed back in hospitals.
No,
I can't go back.
Yeah. In all sincerity, though, I did have an honest moment with our biggest Carl Weathers fan ever. Jack Mandeville's been on the program many, many times. I did give bedside manner. Jack, I called you and I said Carl Weathers died. How you holding up over there?
Rusk.
Yep. Yeah,
Dan, Russ, yeah. I, please, God, shoot me. Please, yeah.
Yep. Somehow it's better that the internet sucks.
Grieve hard. Yeah. Grieve hard, Jack. Jack Mandeville, everybody, thanks for tuning in. Jack, we appreciate you being here. Loved your insight on Carl. And I'll see you at the funeral. Obviously, both of us are invited. In the meantime, Jeff Dye's here. How are you, Jeff?
Wait, before we get into this.
Is there more?
He looks more and more like a certain porn star every day. Who am I thinking of?
Oh, the
Ron
one
Jeremy.
Yeah, the raper.
No.
The rapist.
Yeah, he's in prison for life.
No, well, he's not. He got out.
Yeah, he got out.
He got out.
Yeah, look how bad-minded sources are.
He beat it, dude.
You didn't even know Carl Weathers was dead.
Mental insanity.
Or that it was fucking Tom Selleck's birthday.
Yeah. Come Jeff, on, do you
man.
Read?
Get your fucking
God
shit together.
Do you read, Jeff?
No, I listen to books sometimes.
Jesus Christ.
Reading is for nerds, to be fair.
It is. Jack, are you still there, bud? Yep.
Yeah, Ron, I am. Please, Ron, Carl Weathers, he
was lost
in
it.
Magnum Force, Friday, Foster, Bucktown, Fork, Deuces,
yep.
Rocky.
You bet.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind,
sure.
Semi Tough Force 10 from Rocky 2,
yep.
Death Hunt, Rocky 3, Rocky 4, Predator, yep. Action Jackson, Hurricane Smith, Happy Gilmore.
Kill the feed.
Nikki,
kill the fucking feed.
Rocky 3,
kill the feed.
Sasquatch.
He was also on 28 episodes of In the Heat of the Night.
Wait, he was in Sasquatch?
He was in Sasquatch. Did you see Sasquatch?
No, but
the Sasquatch Gang.
Yeah,
he played Dr. Artemis Snodgrass, which sounds a lot like Carl Weathers.
Justin Long was in that film. I believe it was in Sundance. Him and Joey Kern were in that movie.
You guys know a lot of stuff.
Don't we?
Yeah, it's impressive.
Don't we? Carl Weathers, though, solved racism, and then I feel like we're going backwards here. You're in Austin now. We just had a segregated city council meeting.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Going back to the good old days.
Well, it's it's public hearings where one of them is only for people of color or colored people, depending on how you...
I'm going to tweet that. I'm
that's
gonna say,
what they're going back for.
I heard that they had the meeting just for people of color to address... which is great. I heard the whites only one is tomorrow.
Yep.
That's true, actually.
Is the whites only
I think
one
everyone's invited to the whites only one.
No.
But then there's a separate one for...
It's whites only.
Can we just say colored people?
Yeah.
No, I don't think
what's the difference?
I think you can.
Can you explain
that's
to
what
me...
they were saying.
Explain to me the difference between people of color and colored people.
Go. Yes. One has been deemed wrong to say.
By...
I don't know.
By
fucking
who?
The internet or something?
James Earl Jones? Dude. Was it James Earl Jones?
People?
That's pretty serious.
Carl Weathers said it?
No, well, that was his dying right before he died.
I think if James Earl Jones gets dementia, he's just going to be staring into the mirror saying baseball over and over for the rest of his goddamn life. That's what I want it to be, to be honest.
This is going
to
be a depressing show then, dude.
Oh, is he dead too?
No, but he does have dementia.
Fuck yeah, dude.
He had to sign off
on everything. I'm going
to
go see him.
He had to sign off on everything.
So what do you mean, sign off on everything?
Like,
you mean social media?
So his voice
got a lot of stuff.
His voice is number two. Number two most valuable AI voice.
Well, he was collecting all those baseballs from the Sandlot kids.
Is Morgan Freeman the highest?
Boom, there you go. And they're still trying to figure out a number for Morgan Freeman right now.
Yeah.
And just nobody knows what to do.
Count the freckles, a million each. Per freckle. Million per freckle.
It's tough to count freckles.
That's going to be $176 million
right there. That's right. That's worth it. Morgan Freeman?
I think so.
It's free content into perpetuity, basically.
Yeah. But that's a big voice, though. Mm-hmm. You got a big voice, Jeff.
Think so?
Yeah.
I feel like I could do a cartoon voice or something.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it'd be cool. Well, I mean, it's not hard. I could be a guy on Bob's Burgers or something. Mm.
If you try hard enough, if you keep your feet on the ground, you know what you're reaching for the
stars.
You
know what we wanted to do? We wanted to do a cartoon where it was Alex Jones, but he was a fucking third grader.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, and he's just like going.
But he's normal.
He's still, well, not, what do you say, what do you mean normal?
He's this age, but he talks like he's in third grade, you know?
That's good.
Tell everybody about the Shy-Coms. Gotta, Mrs. Grace, you gotta stop China.
So when you said he's normal, you mean it's the same Alex Jones just as a third grader.
Correct.
And instead of talking about gay frogs and politics, you map that on to the fucking elementary school.
Yeah, he's still there. He's still there.
Great, yeah.
You're hated by women a lot right now, and I'm... We're going to go hard. We're going hard from the get-go here.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why does every woman hate you?
I don't think every woman hates you.
No, it's true. Everybody's been saying, your buddy over there, where's he at? The rapist.
Yeah, he's, well.
Put him on camera. He's raped before, allegedly, right? Has he raped before?
No, allegedly.
Maybe. But he was like, yeah, dude, ask him. He's like, every fucking woman hates him. Super misogynist, his jokes and everything else.
I thought this would help my career.
No, it's definitely not. This is where it goes to die.
No women watch this show.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
Come on, you said something.
No, I like to make fun of women in my comedy show.
We love your comedy, by the way.
And then a few times I might have said that female comics are terrible at comedy. But, you know, that was more of just like a general statement more than all female comics.
It's a chat. Prove me wrong.
There's a lot of fun. Sarah Silverman is very... I don't even agree with Sarah Silverman's politics, but I think she's very funny. Mm. And that proves when you're funny is when I can disagree with you and still think you're funny.
No.
Yeah.
I think Sarah Silverman's very funny.
Yeah. I watched Amy Schumer's new sketch series on Paramount Plus.
Amy Schumer's the Bo Jackson of stand-up comedy.
You think so?
Yeah, Bo Jackson has no records. He'll never be in the Hall of Fame. He didn't win any championships. But there was a window of time where there was no one better than Bo Jackson. It was the Bo Jackson show.
When she was talking about like cum and rape and shit.
Who was?
And saying racist shit.
Yeah,
she
Amy
was
Schumer.
Really funny, yeah.
She's got one gear.
She used to go super hard. Well, welcome to Drinking Bros. That's it. That's
I'm
the whole
actually
fucking
being,
show.
I'm tame today. I feel like I'm pretty tame today.
I love it. No, what I'm saying, Amy Schumer had this window where I remember watching her. The specials were good. She was funny. I watched her at the table at the Cellar. I was like watching her like I was like a hero or something. She was like, mm-hmm. Colin Quinn was sharing a story, and then she just dunked on Colin Quinn. Everybody laughed. I was like, dude, this chick's in her element.
And then
she's just terrible and stupid and says dumb shit and has terrible political opinions. She exploited being a pig for literally like years, being like the way we talk. Mm-hmm. But you know, and now she's like, I hate people like that. It's like, that's how you got rich, stupid.
And that's exactly how I felt. Like everything you did to get there, you switched, and then she tried to go back to it.
Well, not just
sketch series.
It's not that she switched. She's also like criticizing people who did what she did to get rich.
Exactly.
That's the kind of person that climbs the ladder and pulls that motherfucker up with them, right?
Right.
Otherwise known as a cunt.
Yeah.
Well, think about how many people have done that too. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Like Perez Hilton. He was just like a mean bully.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, we don't bully on here. It's like, that was your whole thing. That's how you got famous. Well, Emily Ratajkowski shows her boobs and dances around with Robin Thicke. Mm. That's how she does the whole thing. And then waits till she's stupid famous and stupid rich to like be like, can you believe they made me do that?
Yeah. And then OJ killed that white woman and he's out there looking for the real killers. Like, just fucking say you did it.
Yeah.
Just be honest.
Have you seen her tits, by the way?
Who's?
Emily Ratajkowski.
In the music video I did, yeah.
Have you seen it in real life?
No.
Oh, Bob, pull these up. We've pulled these
up
before.
What do you mean
before.
In real life?
That's
you
same.
Mean like not
oh,
in a music
my
video?
God,
yeah,
dude.
It's the same set of titties.
She's got some spectacular nudes that leaked and I went down a rabbit hole one
Still?
Night.
Still digital.
I was not in. It was Delco. You were the one that pushed me over the edge where I was just like, wait, her? And then I really went down into these nudes, and I was like, God damn, now I understand.
I think
like,
it's a bit of a problem that you're saying real life when you're referring to leaked nudes on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, because that's not real life.
But that's fake. You know what I'm saying? Like, fake. That's fake.
If you see, this is the problem. There's been too much reality TV and too much digital AI, uncanny valley shit. If you saw our titties in real life right now, you'd be like, nah. I'm gonna go. I got better pictures than that, bitch. Get out of here.
But that's what I'm
I also
about.
Like so, that you said they were like leaked. There's like a file of 9,000 of them, and they're like professional photos. Yeah.
Look at is that a professional photo? Let me ask you that.
No, that's a selfie.
Sure no, the is. Other one.
Oh, you mean the one of her asshole?
Yeah. So I don't like the professional ones.
Yeah.
I'm talking about strictly where she had to set it up to get an asshole selfie like that. We've talked about this with Hope Solo a bunch in the past here. That's a tough angle to achieve.
You really do like pieces of shit. You had Hope Solo.
We love Hope Solo.
Well, we didn't have her on the show. Had her on. She will but definitely her asshole not come is on in the intro of our show.
Yeah, she's a piece of shit.
We hit like David Fincher. Yeah. So our
she's
show,
one of these scumbag athletes. Like 100%. You guys like, yeah.
But our show, when you go back and watch it, actually starts with it's like a Fincher movie. It starts with Hope Solo's asshole,
I
and
like
then it
that.
Begins.
Or like I like to think fans. Of it as James Bond.
Ah. Right. I like that.
That's what I thought that James Bond opening scene was that whole time. I'm like, oh, this is a gay porn.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it turns out it wasn't, which is super disappointing.
Disappointing.
I was hoping for it. But after seeing these, then I got the Ratatouille shit because she doesn't have any discernible talents.
She's got an Audi. She's got an Audi butthole. That means it's been used.
Sure.
That's good news, right? Like, if you're fucking scouting, that's good news.
Yeah. Yeah,
so congratulations on that. And by the way, this is quite a bit better than the Hope Solo asshole.
Very
picture.
Attractive.
It is.
Very attractive woman.
And by the way, for all the Hope Solo fans out there, including myself, I'm not looking down on her asshole. We just found a better one. And
well, I kind of look down on the fact that she gets shit-faced in the middle of the day with her kids in the car and then goes to
Target. Who you talking about?
Hope Solo.
Yeah, she sucks. Yeah, she's terrible.
She got arrested.
That's not great.
She's been involved in like 3 domestic violence charges.
But she was the one who was charged.
Allegedly.
Yeah. What's that?
She beat the shit out of her husband.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She sucks.
Wait, who was her husband? Hope he was an athlete?
Jeremy Stevens. He played for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, he's the tight end there.
He had a whole season where every game was bobble hand night.
Sure was. He didn't do well.
Catch anything.
No, they didn't get rid of him.
What do you say to your buddies in the NFL locker room when, again, you've been hit by your wife again?
He has to say, well, I couldn't hit him back. You know, I'm a giant.
Tell that to Ray Rice, dude.
Yeah.
Look, you just got to do it in a place that doesn't have cameras. Then it's your word versus hers. Kareem Hunt's back in the NFL.
If you don't see that Ray Rice video, he's probably in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, easy.
Easy.
Yeah, Ray Rice.
And Kareem Hunt missed what, like a total of 10 games, maybe?
3.
No, I mean, but because he missed, well, I guess he was hurt at the beginning of the season. So.
Yeah. And then he was back and he was fine.
And he had a great year this year, too. So, after Chubb went down.
Kareem Hunt was on video.
That's right. But it was a, you know what?
It was a faraway video.
It was a sidekick, too. It was like,
Ray Rice
karate
level,
kid.
Yeah.
And it was a white person, too, so he could say they use the N word and get away with it.
That's right.
Which is also
actually, you know
helpful.
Who else was on video? Fucking Joe Mixon.
That's right.
Joe Mixon shattered that chick's face.
He sure did. He sure did.
But it was in college.
And he's still having a great career in Cincinnati right now.
I'll be honest with you guys. I could never hit a woman just because I don't treat women as equals.
Yeah, and I understand that. We don't believe in the suffragettes here.
Find you know? There's
don't
always,
vote, don't drive.
Yeah,
just, I would never do that.
Me neither.
I'm a good guy.
I like that, yeah.
I don't hit
there's
them.
Always, even in egalitarianism, there's misogyny to be found.
I don't hit them, dude.
What do you do?
You know, yell at them a little.
Yeah. Shake him like a baby.
Yeah,
you get stern.
You try to use reason, and they go, "What is this guy, a witch?" He's making a lot of sense. This is crazy.
A hard shake.
That's wow. You no, I've never shake? Shook it either. No.
Okay.
You did
you
a good.
Do you threaten a fist?
No.
Like backhand?
I like the psychological devastation. You know, that's a much more effective.
Just like say, "Hey, your sister's lost a lot of weight."
Yeah, just stuff like yeah. Just stuff like that. You go, all right, then fucking leave. And they're like, well, what do you mean leave? I go, get up. Go. Get out of here.
Grab your stuff.
You did a good
one. Go ahead, pig. Get out of here.
This is a joke from a thing you did last year, I think, where I think you posted it today about how men pay for everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good.
Thanks. It's true. It's very annoying. Everybody's worried about the gender pay gap. Nobody's worried about the gender paying for shit gap. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nobody seems to care about that.
Nobody cares about that.
Yeah.
Well, now more, there's a study that came out this past week that says there are more single women who own homes than single men. I'm like, I wonder how that happened.
Yeah, no shit.
Wonder how that happened.
Yeah. Divorce. Yeah.
Wonder how fucking Jeff Bezos' ex-wife got rich.
Man, that whole
Melinda
fucking
Gates.
Thing. I can't stop thinking about it. Can't stop thinking. I brought up the Amazon Thursday night thing and how terrible Tony Gonzalez was. The reason he's on there is because he's cucking Gonzalez, dude.
Who the fuck is Tony Gonzalez?
The tight end.
Yeah, for
what's going on with him?
Falcon, but I don't know the story.
Bezos is cucking Gonzalez, dude.
What does that mean?
So it's fucking nuts. They have a kid together. Him and the new wife have a kid together from the past. And baby mama.
Does Tony Gonzalez have a new wife? I have no context about what you're saying.
Oh boy, you got to bring this up here.
Because I knew Tony Gonzalez.
Have you never seen these photos here?
Bezos is fucking Tony Gonzalez's ex-wife.
Yes.
Okay. But they're all boys. Okay. Like Bezos bros out with him.
And so Tony's got to show up, dude, and go to the games, do everything for Amazon. He's got to go to the yacht. He's got to do all this shit.
Yeah, that
dude.
Sounds rough, dude.
No shit.
It sounds rough to have a billionaire fuck your ex.
I think that he might not be done.
Come on. You think so?
Oh, you think he's still sliding in there? Is that what you're saying?
Look at this picture.
I don't think so, man.
Wait, so how long ago did Tony Gonzalez leave his wife or whatever? They're not together?
He's never been married. To my knowledge, I don't think he's ever been married, right? He used to date this chick from The New Guy, and they were close, but apparently he used to always like cheat on everybody or something. So
I'm confused.
Yeah, you should be, dude. Look it up. I don't think he's married. So I think he's just fucking hanging out on all this shit, and Bezos makes him hang out there.
Wow, that sounds cool.
So would you be down for that?
I'd hang with Bezos. Really? Also, I know a lot of guys that are so tired of their wives that they're like, I'd rather hang out with Jeff Bezos. Well, you got to fuck my wife? All right, go ahead. They're all just tired of her. You know, it's not like a sense of pride anymore.
There really isn't.
Yeah, they go, he's like, he's Tony Gonzalez. He's like, I'm banging other chicks too, probably.
Maybe it's like letting your buddy, like, drive your truck or something.
Yeah.
Or you get a new gun. Like, hey, you want to put a couple rounds
in? They probably gossip about her, like, you know how she is. Like they're going, ugh, you know. And I'm glad you're dealing with it, not me, Jeffy.
She looks like she's done a couple of steroid cycles.
I can't see her. Let's see. We got a better photo
of
her.
Yeah, if you go in close, it's a surprised face. It's a very shocked face.
Well,
that's
just
permanent.
Standard stuff. But her body structure, she's definitely on
Well,
some
he's
gas.
On the fucking gas, so yeah, it would make sense.
It is funny. Look at Bezos, right?
Yeah.
And then look at Tony Gonzalez. And this woman likes both of them. Or she, you know. So her type isn't tall, right? Because Jeff Bezos isn't tall. Her type isn't athletic because Jeff Bezos isn't athletic.
Mm-hmm.
Her type is rich.
Yeah.
That's the only thing those two men have in common.
I know. There's an old fucking like American Dad or Family Guy episode about this, and the woman's like, I know I'm kind of a nerd, but I'm super into rich guys. Yeah, you don't say, honey.
Because her other husband, who she left for Bezos, was the top agent in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
So he was rich as fuck, it's too, Patrick Weitzel.
Just lifestyle for these ladies. It's
I didn't. The steroid connection, though, is interesting because look at the face. Like, she's getting ready to compete there.
Yeah, she's
You're
got,
right.
She's got some features that makes it look like she's been on a couple of cycles.
Maybe
actively on them, actually. At least HGH or Sermorlin, Ipamorlin, or something like that.
Look at how fucking ripped she is, too.
Well, a lot of that is just like tits. She's got
strong nipples.
Yeah.
Very strong nipples.
Yeah, those are real, by the way.
Yeah, they sure are. They sure are. A lot of people are getting the fake ones these days. Those fake bras.
No, I mean like the tits are real.
Oh, those not a prayer.
Yeah.
Not a prayer.
Oh, yeah.
They look cool.
That looks like that. You're straight out of a Barbie box right there.
Oh,
my man.
Those are real. Have you even seen fake tits before?
Not one fucking prayer though. But look at how tiny your waist is. Yeah. How do you get to be like? I guess it's just money.
Ozempic.
You can do this shit.
You know?
Yeah, Ozempic and steroids. Is that a cocktail you take together?
I know a woman. We don't talk no more, but she she like used to not work out or anything, but and her body was like, she looked like she's made in a lab. Mm. You know, just like, if you like plastic surgery, you know, if you don't mind plastic surgery, this is the hottest chick in the world, but it's all fake. But I'd be like, you don't work out? She goes, no, I hate working out. I go, how do you look like this? She goes, every few months I just go get lipo. So she would just like eat whatever she wants to do, but then like go get, lipo's pretty intrusive.
It is, yeah.
It's not like the most painless thing. She goes, just.
Also, lipo doesn't get away or get rid of visceral fat. That is to say, fat around your organs.
Oh, really?
So if you live like that, you're going to have...
shitty inside?
She'll be skinny with heart disease, yeah. That's fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, on the flip side of this, of attracting rich, that fucking DA down in Fulton County, like, it's the same way. That guy who's fucking her, he doesn't enjoy that.
Oh, is he rich or is she rich?
She's rich. And so he got paid $700K for working for her.
Yeah, that guy's
it's like,
who do you think gets judged more? Or let me even who do you personally judge more? Poor dude who fucks rich woman or poor woman who fucks rich dude?
I respect it zero on both. It would be tough for me to choose.
Really? You've never been there on the other side of it?
What do you mean?
Have you fucked a really rich woman before?
I haven't. It didn't help me financially at all.
No shit.
Yeah, I still paid for everything.
You didn't wait it out.
No, but honestly, it's also like, yeah, you're right, I didn't.
You didn't wait it out.
Didn't go long.
When you say wait it out, you mean until she dies?
No.
Try to get in the will?
But like until it's long enough where you're engaged and you're like, hey, hon, I don't know if shit's ever going to get better here. Yeah. And when the waiter comes over from the Olive Garden, you pick this up, like the whole thing.
I don't know how to articulate it. I've never considered the financial aspect of anyone I've ever dated. I've never even thought about it for a second.
No shit.
Ever.
Who's the richest person you've ever dated? Like, how much money does she have?
I don't know. I've dated a few millionaires.
Okay, but are we talking 1 to 10 or higher than 10 million?
Probably higher than 10 million, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They've got a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been in that situation.
But it affected our lives zero.
Yeah.
Really?
We already had great, you know, it didn't have any, like, I would never be like with my boys, like, she's got tons of money. Mm. Like, that would never be a thing, I don't think.
When the bill came, did she take it?
Sometimes, but most of the time, me. Okay. No matter where we were.
Yeah, as a general rule, if I'm with a woman, there's no way she's paying for something in my presence.
We're recording this. That's another reason that I'm being pretty diplomatic, because it's like most of the time I paid for every girl I've ever known. Mm. But I don't want to have a girl text me like, that's not true. Remember when we were in Mexico and I bought dinner? You know, it's like, yeah. There's been moments where it happens. But for the most part, 99% of the time, I pay for everything.
But that's the right way to handle
it. No matter how poor or rich she is. Yeah, we're men.
The lobster's cheaper in Mexico, too. So it's like, all right, cool. You're going to
buy
it.
That's why I love
Mexico. Yeah, but it speaks Spanish, dude.
Mexico's the best.
You can't have a conversation. So I do a lot of mushrooms, you understand?
Yeah.
That lobster starts speaking in Spanish. I'm like, fucking no habla, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, you go, you want to hang out?
Yeah, let's do some go back cocaine. To America.
I was so shocked the first time at the price of it that I ordered another one. I was like, bring another one over.
I got two lobster money here.
I sure do. I was like, bring two. I was like, fuck it. Because it's never just enough.
Yeah,
one
cool.
isn't just enough where you're like, oh, fuck, is that it? 30?
Yeah,
bring another one. Let's do another one.
That's why it's swimming in butter.
Yeah. It is.
Well, you don't just order lobster, right? You got to get a steak with that.
You do and you don't. It depends on what your booze is there, though.
Because
I went fishbowl with a margarita. So I was filling up on that, and then the first lobster came, and I was like, oh, shit, you know what?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with...
I've got $8.
What's that have to do with steak? What's that got to do with steak, though?
Nothing. I don't really trust the meat in Mexico. Like
you trust seafood
I was right by the ocean. I could piss into it.
Canelo was eating beef down there, and he tested positive for fucking steroids.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's what you're getting, bro. That's like, what do you mean that's what you're saying?
I don't know what I'm getting.
Yeah,
I'm
you're getting fucking free steroids, bitch.
But I don't know when my next fight is, you know?
Fuck, man.
That'd be cool.
You're not getting tested. By fucking USADA. Just get out there and get those steroids.
Start dating
man.
This Gonzalez lady.
Fuck yeah,
exactly. I dated somebody rich once, like super fucking rich, and she was offended that I even tried to.
Is that birth control?
It looks like birth control,
fuck
doesn't
yeah,
it?
Dude, he's in the
pocket there.
You started talking about steroids. It reminded me I'm on a steroid right now.
Are you fuck really? Yeah. What happened to you?
You got COVID or something?
No, I had like this chest cough, but I've been.
You're on a Z-Pack.
It's steroids.
It's HIV, buddy.
You got AIDS?
No.
Yeah, are you somehow?
Are you guys not listening? I'm on a steroid.
You but keep saying these.
That's what every AIDS victim
you're,
says. Yeah, I'm
you're
on
using
steroids.
These buzzwords.
Jesus Christ. That's are what you, Charlie Sheen said.
Yeah. Are you somehow connected to this dude in Kansas City who was an AIDS researcher and murdered all of his friends? Allegedly.
I don't know that guy.
You're kidding.
You don't know him, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
You haven't heard about the kid. You know exactly who it is, motherfucker. You read sometimes.
So the playing possum. I have no idea.
The tox report came out yesterday. Fentanyl and cocaine, obviously.
Thank you.
Right.
I called this.
But it was three times.
Is this your water?
Three times? I didn't know that. I didn't hear.
It's coconut water. But
nice.
Three times the amount of fentanyl in a system there?
Three times the amount of fentanyl needed to kill someone was in each of their systems.
Well, that's actually kind of a low dose because George Floyd had 11 times the amount
of
fentanyl.
Damn, dude.
But that just means, you know, he's stronger.
Yeah.
I can take way more fentanyl.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, he's good at fentanyl.
Than those bitch-ass white boys in Kansas City?
I guess so, man. RIP to those guys. Three times was the level, Bob. I said fentanyl, but I didn't know that much.
A lot of fentanyl. Also, obviously, cocaine.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're
still
doing cocaine...
Still not a lot.
But, you know, the families of the deceased are saying that this guy... One of the cousins actually did an interview yesterday. Bob, maybe you can find it on Twitter. But one of the cousins did an interview and said they called this guy the chemist or something because he would make these weird drug cocktails for everybody.
Yep.
Certainly, he didn't give them fentanyl, right?
Not on purpose.
On purpose.
Yeah. But if you're a chemist, it's relatively easy to test for fentanyl. It's not that hard. You can buy. There's kits on
Amazon.
Well, you can't buy them in America on Amazon, but there's ways around that.
So you can ask Tony Gonzalez. He's got a connect. Who do we got here? What is this, Bob?
I think this is the cousin.
Okay, let's see. Oh, this is the cousin of the fucking dude?
Look at his hair.
Play it, yeah.
You did get a chance also to speak to the cousin of one of the victims, of Clayton McGeaney's cousin. I think his name is Caleb. What did Caleb know, and what did he share with you?
He's really hurting about this because he feels like he knows what happened, something that the rest of the country is surmising what happened, which is drug use, abuse, and overdosing. And he says he knows a lot about Jordan Willis, the fact that he goes back all the way to high school. He knows the drug habits that happened within this circle of friends.
Jordan is somebody that is known from high school as like creating drugs for people to make them feel better in certain situations. At this point, the country knows what's going to happen, right? What the toxicology reports are going to, what they're going to reveal. We all know that, okay?
I got some drugs right there.
Who is the one that gave it to them? And who is the one that needs to be held responsible?
Oh, man, this is an interesting conversation, actually.
Yeah.
So let's say me and you party, right? You want to party? You've been talking about a lot of drugs here.
Am I invited?
We're all hanging out.
Okay, cool.
You say, yeah, let's fucking party. We had this guy on the podcast. He seemed like a cool dude. I asked him if he wanted to do some drugs. We did some drugs. And I go, yeah, I got you. Bring some drugs. And then we just party, and then we die. Or let's say we die. And then everyone goes, can you believe Jeff gave them drugs? They all hung out.
No one would.
Who cares who gave who the drugs?
Listen, let me. I can sell this right now.
Sure can.
If I'm involved, no one would blame it on you.
Okay. Well, but
there's DMT in that shoe up there. I'm not even kidding.
That's a true story.
But do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
we're on some sort of weird witch hunt of like, can you believe this guy who's been making drugs since high school would give his friends drugs?
It's not like
he snuck it in the nachos at the Chiefs watching the football game.
Well, maybe we should.
They're just partying.
Maybe we should blame China, who is
bringing it
manufacturing
the
fentanyl.
Yeah, the fentanyl's the problem.
And then the Biden administration for letting everyone come here.
Right.
Like,
I agree. Those are the bigger problems.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are
instead
the
of going, can you, like, I think Derek brought the drugs and then all of them did the drugs. You're like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
They wanted to do drugs.
But if your buddy just poured out pills in your hand like these, right?
Yep.
And just said, hey, and we're all beef fries. In real life, we were just watching the Chiefs game, getting fucked up. And it was just like, hey, dude, you want? And you're like, yeah, I'll take some of these shit. You wouldn't think twice about it, and then boom.
And I wouldn't want my friend to get in trouble for giving me those drugs, because it's just my buddy. We're just doing some drugs.
I wouldn't take pills, though.
Why not?
Because I don't know what's in that.
Well, I just took whatever I took, so, you know, we're good to go.
Well, that's a supplement.
Dude, he's First Form.
Firstform.com / drinking bros. It's fine. These are the vitamins that I take every day. But if one of you guys give me, and we just met.
Yeah.
Even if you gave me something right now, I'd be like, all right, cool, man, you seem like a cool guy.
Yeah, you think it's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I bet
it's almost a shame he didn't die with them, because this would just be some fentanyl.
Well, he did
tragedy.
Go to rehab the next day.
Yeah. Well, that's what
I did.
Well,
actually,
when
not
I got
the next day.
Too.
The day after he got arrested.
The day after he got arrested, and then they did find, I think, 4 to 6 ounces of semen in each of their assholes. So the dead guys.
Yeah, but you don't know if they showed up with semen. That semen.
Don't know.
They could have shown up there with that semen.
So there's still a lot to the story that we don't know. Yeah, we have no idea.
That's why I shine a black light on everybody's ass when they show up at my house.
Yeah, inside?
Inside of it, yes.
Get in there.
Outside, too, but mostly inside, and then down the chest.
Like, if you were going to get in there, you didn't need that black light.
Well.
Being thorough.
I just like to be the first,
You have to be.
Yeah.
By the way, Rogan just signed a new deal with Spotify. $250 million, non-exclusive.
Very exciting.
We talked about the fucking Smartless thing the other day,
dude.
That's non-exclusive, too. How are they getting this much goddamn money? That's a lot, dude.
Well, for Rogan, you've noticed that Sirius is trying to play this game now, too, right?
They are.
Spotify has collected all the users they're going to get from Rogan coming over, so there's no point in having exclusivity anymore. It's all about selling advertising now.
But for Sirius,
that's a head-scratcher to bring over talent that's not exclusive, because their biggest talent is Howard Stern, and he is definitely exclusive.
Well, they are going to book all their ads. So it's the same deal with Sirius for Smartless. So I guess it makes sense. God, there's another show with a back catalog that's pretty deep as well.
Judge Judy.
Top 40 for 8 years in a row. They could pick ours off for that kind of money. Jesus Christ, dude. 250. Good for him, dude.
That's great, man.
My God. Do you
guys
go to the mothership?
Next.
I hope so. Do you guys go to the mothership at all?
I was there last night. I performed there for the first time ever on Thursday.
How was it?
Amazing, dude.
That's what everybody says. Everybody says
he's
amazing.
He's made a real masterpiece. Mm. I mean, it's literally everything you'd want.
It's beautiful in there, right?
Here's the hard part. Here's the thing. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
The audiences are great. The audiences are also, they know what to expect. You're not just wandering into the mothership and going, well, this better be appropriate. Like, you know what you're signing up for. You know, like, hey, you're going to hear some shit. These are the best comics in the world, but they're also, you know, open-minded and whatever. So anyways, they've literally thought of every detail. The hard part about the mothership as a comic is getting into it.
Yeah.
Because it's the best, and it's like there's a lot of comics, and everybody wants in. That's the real puzzle. It's like how you get into this place. Literally, I walked in there, and it was like an FBI, you know, like we need an escort for Jeff Dye, and then there's security and a Marine guy, and I'm going just to get up to the green room to hang out with Joe.
Yeah.
It was very, like, very, very interesting.
The other part about it is, you know, we live here, so Dan and I have local comic friends who bitch about it, right?
They're
man, I can't get into the fucking mush.
Yeah, you can't even hang out there.
I can't get on stage or whatever. And then you go and see their shows, and they're like, well, there's a reason for that.
Yes.
And there's a reason you're not there.
Well, but also just, it's just a tough, you know, it became this new little thing. It's like a little club, you know.
I enjoy it, though.
I'll never go.
What, really?
Really?
I mean, I love Joe, and I love
We've already seen him.
But I carry a gun everywhere I go, and I don't go places where you can't carry one.
They won't let you bring it in there?
Mm.
What about other comedy shows? They let you bring it in there?
A lot of places do, yeah.
Yeah.
I always check in advance.
Okay, so let me ask you about that, and not to change the subject, because I love Mothership.
Oh,
I love
Joe.
Also, Joe's been real good to me.
Yeah,
this announcement, my episode of Rogan just came out today.
Mm. Oh, really?
And,
We love him, by the way.
My episode's on today.
We're friends with Jamie in real life.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Jamie's awesome.
Yeah.
And
did you see the puppy?
And that, yeah, Carl.
Carl.
And the announcement came out today, which makes him trending number one. So that's just like more coincidental traffic for my episode, which is really, really exciting. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah.
Love that dude. It's definitely not because of him or anything he does. But I understand why you would have a rule like that on Sixth Street in Austin, too, right?
Yeah, and also Joe's one of the most. He's got to think of his safety.
Yeah.
No, of course.
Joe. Like, dude's like, he's pretty. Famous.
That's just Dan, though.
I just don't understand.
Like, we went to North Carolina, what was it, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, something like that?
It was like 3 months ago.
Was
Ross.
It really?
You were just like in a time dilation that's warped all to hell and
we
back.
We live in the studio, and I never do it, but he'll check his gun when we get on the plane, and so then we'll wait for it afterward. He'll take it everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I know, but here's the thing I'd like to I'm curious about it. What is it? Why?
Because I'm a goddamn gunfighter, man.
I love guns.
What's more useless than a gunfighter without a gun?
Yeah, I heard you say that earlier about it being loaded. But here's the thing. Like, in the old days, cowboys, you know, when they would go to a saloon, you got to check your guns. It was the way you'd check, like, even your coat. Like, but when you'd go into the saloon, they're like, we can't have a fucking 50 gunslingers in here, all with their pistols. There was an actual little place that you would put your guns, and then you go have your whiskey with the boys. That's kind of, you could just do that at the mothership. You say, all right, here's my gun, and then I'm going to watch some comedy, and when I get out, I'll get my gun.
Did they take the gun?
You didn't really have mass shootings back then either.
Did they take the gun when you go in there? So has there been people that, check
it out? No, they would not do that. That's a liability issue. Nobody would do that.
Gotcha.
Maybe if there were lockers or something you could check it into, but that would be...
Would you do that if they offered that service, that they hold your gun? Really? Still wouldn't do it?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's like... And the reason I carried my rifle with me around town and stuff, it's like I feel like if you have the ability to do the stuff that people like me can do, then you got a responsibility to be ready to do it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I take it seriously. So
I love that.
Like,
like that you have a gun all the time. I'm just, I know cowboys used to, you know, they fucking put their gun down.
Sure, yeah, but that was before mass shootings and shit, right? So if I hear on the news that there's a shooting at a school somewhere, you know, cops have shown us recently you can't necessarily depend on them to do anything.
Yeah.
And it would be a shame if I couldn't get down there and pick off a couple of those kids myself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim Kennedy is the same way, buddy of ours as well, where it's just like, hey, I'm not going. So for me, though, I get to go wherever I want, because let's face it, I'm not taking the goddamn shot, right? So
it's him. Yeah, of course.
And then I'm like, all right,
cool,
man.
We need guys like this guy.
I can enjoy my life.
I just love a guy that goes, I'm not going to go listen to some fucking jokes if I can't be strapped.
Let's face it, there's a lot of comedians you'd love to blow away.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
No. I'd kill some myself. Like, that shot came from side stage.
It was,
it's a real one.
Someone in the crowd, probably.
Well, it came from the headliner.
John Wilkes Booth was an actor. So.
He really was. Yeah. He really was. It worked out for him, though.
Yeah, he did all right.
Yeah.
Broke his ankle in the fall, but
I mean, I thought Lincoln mission accomplished.
Oh, it was, yeah. He broke both of his legs, right?
Yeah, yeah, mission accomplished.
And then got on a horse. How'd that happen?
Hey, look, man.
That story's got some holes in it. This dude falls from a balcony, breaks both his legs, gets on a horse, rides away.
And he yells, he has the presence of mind to yell Six Ember Tyrannus when he hits the ground.
They knew exactly what he said.
Yeah.
Relax.
Well, here's the crazy thing. I'm 6'4". I'm pretty athletic. It's hard to get on a horse.
Really is.
Dude did it with two broken legs.
I know.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm kissing 6'4". I'm about 6'3" and a half up there. And,
get on a horse is
get
hard.
Get on a horse is tough, dude.
And we have saddles now. Do they have saddles then?
Yeah, saddles have existed for a long time.
I didn't know. Yeah. But, real question.
Yeah, 300 or 400 years, maybe longer. But who's counting?
Well, I was just
you don't
saying,
even know what fucking day it is. So
saddles not necessary.
Saddles a long time. Stirrups are relatively new.
Stirrups are new. Yeah.
Is that the little foot part?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
so I'm right. So that would be hard. It could be harder.
Yeah,
it could be harder.
I mean, you just got to get like one of those little trampolines.
Yeah, he's got that set up out there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, that
he was booth, really prepared, man.
That booth guy bought one ticket. But even stranger, there's a little trampoline out here.
Do you get FOMO? Do you wish you were there?
Yeah. Oh, dude, I love the old times.
So do I.
I know we're not supposed to look at history this way. It's very insensitive, but I've talked about it all the time. Like, if I was alive 200 years ago, I'd be the man, dude. I'm meant for those times. Look at me, dude. 6'4", I got
I'm
good
not
teeth.
I'm not meant for those times. I'm not meant for those. I know the time that I'm meant for.
Yeah, I would just walk in. They'd look at me in the back. 70s. I think that guy's our leader now, I think.
70s. That was my times, and that's what I was meant for. 70. I don't like, and I'm being serious. I've thought about this. I don't like technology. This fucking goddamn thing never works. The iPhone's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I don't need any of that. I don't need anybody calling me in regards to like my kids and things like that. Like, they're all fine. Everybody's fine. They're going to figure it the fuck out. The music was the best. The drugs were 70s? Starting to get good. Yeah, music? Zeppelin? Yeah, I mean, you had everybody back
the only problem...
Stones in their heights?
There was no, there was no hip-hop Goo Goo back then.
No 311.
There are no Goo Goo Dolls.
But that was the time for me where I was just like, all right, cool, I like the clothes. I like the
no
mustaches.
Creed either.
Well, sort
the
of.
Clothes.
There was always a fog hat that kind of showed up, and you were like, oh, all right, well, this is my creed for the week or whatever it is. I do. I like the fucking boots. All the weird shit. Cocaine started getting bigger
really
then.
Popping, yeah.
Like that
it was.
It
was cheap too.
Yeah, dude.
Acid was still real.
Sure was. Blacks were starting to play basketball. It was great.
Well, they were starting.
They started.
Well, I mean, really started.
Like they were being
Dr. J.
They were allowed to, is what you're trying
Wilt.
To say.
I didn't say that. It's Black History Month, Dan. I wouldn't say that, okay?
It's not Black History Month.
It sure is.
No, I refuse to accept that.
Do you think there should be a white one?
It's gay month.
Yeah.
No,
wait, isn't May gay month?
Oh,
I think when's Pride? When's
June,
Pride?
Maybe.
When's Pride month?
I believe that's June.
Pride is okay, good.
He would fucking know.
Yeah. Oh, theater shit. Kid. That's when Juneteenth is, though. What if you're black and gay on Juneteenth?
Then you fucking get to rob for free. Get, well, I guess in California.
Day off twice.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any water I could grab? I'd chug this too.
Yeah. Grab him a water
Thanks,
real
buddy.
Quick. I wanted to ask you
my
about
my AIDS medication's making my mouth
it sure
a little
does,
dry.
Dude. That's fucking AIDS. It'll dry out your mouth. I wanted to ask you about Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
You were pointing that out before we got in here. You said you had a fucking crazy Field of Dreams story.
Well, I did thank you. I did the 25th anniversary before they built that big stadium. You know, like I was just, it's just like the real movie field.
Sure.
That you could still play on. If you drive there, you can, at any time of the day or night, you can drive up to that field and play on.
I went. It was
always open. You can do that. I bring my dad.
So it was like 2014 then, right? If it was in 89. That sounds right.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was more 2015. But
maybe it was.
Yeah, it's fine. It was really, really fun. We had a good time. Kevin Costner was there. It was a really just cool thing. And I thought, I'll bring my dad.
Yeah.
You know, because have a catch on the field. That's the whole thing. And I loved that movie as a kid. I'm a big baseball guy. I bring my dad, but my dad, I don't know what he thought this weekend was going to be. Doesn't travel a lot, you know? He didn't bring any clothes to change into. It's like hot. It's Iowa.
Yeah.
And it's the summer or whatever. And so it's like, you know, very, very hot. And he's wearing like these blue jeans and like a black hooded sweatshirt, just sweating everywhere. And he's got nothing to change. So it's just, you know, that's not good. And he's like, my dad just will start these random conversations with people. He was complaining that the hot dogs cost too much. They were like $1.50 or something. He's like, can you believe that?
That's Costco level.
Can you imagine saying that to Kevin Costner? Can you believe how expensive these hot dogs are? He's going, no.
What if Costner said yes? And he's like, yeah. This is bullshit, man. I'm on your side.
Yeah. People kept going, who's that guy over there? And I was like, that's my dad. Like the people like were commenting about him. And then I had to be like, yeah, it's
a thing. Who is all in the thing? Did you guys play a game?
Yeah, we played a big like game.
Celebrity softball?
Yeah, celebrity softball. Celebrity, real loose term. But it was like I said, Kevin Costner was there. That's easily the biggest.
Sure.
Bob Costas. Who walked around like he owned the joint. I didn't really like that.
He does.
This is post pink eye at the Olympics, Bob Costas, too. I figured that would bring him down a peg or two.
So did I. So he was still an asshole, huh?
I didn't know that he had pink eye. What's that story?
Not Sochi. Which Russian Olympics was that? Where the wolves were walking
through
the Sochi.
Yeah, it was Sochi.
Okay,
yeah. He decided to get some fun little plastic surgery and leaked into his eyes and caused some. He had actually missed 2 or 3 nights of the telecast.
Oh, really?
Do you remember that Winter Olympics in Russia where they were like.
I don't watch any Olympics.
There were wolves.
Oh, pull it up.
Well, I didn't ever watch the Winter.
They were comparing him to the Terminator because his eye was so bad. But Bob, pull up Bob Costas Terminator, and there was a shit ton of memes about it.
They kind of rebuilt the town 2 months prior, and there were manhole covers missing, and there were wolves, literal wolves, like walking through the fucking hotels.
That makes it sound cooler, actually.
Fuck yeah, it does. Look at this asshole.
Well, if you won, that means you really braved all the elements and won here. So here's how bad it got.
Ugh.
And then eventually they did take him off air.
He looks like Stuart Scott.
So what happened was he got Botox, and then it went down. It drooped down, and he got the Stuart Scott eye.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to him.
Yeah.
But Costas was an asshole, huh? That one hurts.
Well, yeah. I mean, I barely saw him, but yeah, he was kind of smug, and like he acted like he was super, super famous. Or
something. Isn't he kind of tiny?
Yeah, he's small.
Little I don't man. Like tiny people freak me out, man.
Me too.
I got to be honest.
Me too.
I don't like it. I'm like, where's the rest of you, guy?
Yeah. What happened to you?
Where's the rest of you,
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, go buy a fucking growth spurt at the hot dog stand.
Yeah, it's 2024, asshole.
Sure is. Who else was there?
I was trying to think of the Bob Costas. I remember what I was going to say about him. Anyway, so then just people from the movie, the directors, the actors, Dwyer Brown.
Yeah.
D.B. Sweeney.
I love D.B. Sweeney.
Me too. He was in Fire in the Sky. You ever seen this movie?
Still friends with him on Facebook.
You like the 70s.
Yeah, big fan.
Fire in the Sky?
I love Fire in the Sky.
I think it's the scariest movie that's old.
I got to go Exorcist. If I'm going old,
it.
Exorcist, original.
Oh, yeah, that's still
And then Poltergeist. Yeah. Still, that's onesie-twosie for me.
Well, you can play those movies still, and they're so scary.
Yes. Yeah. I watched, because we're in Texas, obviously, and everybody comes and sees the Texas Chainsaw Massacre gas station.
That's
so,
here?
It's here. So cool. The last guy that was in one of our listeners, we leave the doors open for our listeners to come and watch, booze up and everything, and he was like, dude, I just went to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre gas station. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, man, it's still, that movie still felt real when I watched it.
They remade it a million times, right?
Yeah, not as good.
Well, even there's like a new one, and they did all the Hollywood woke stuff where they make sure the cast is diverse, and all that, but it still rules.
Really?
It's still good. I very rarely would say that, and it's still very, very good.
Jeff, you've been on podcasts before. You know we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, firstform.com/drinkingbros. I can't live my life, D'Anthony, if I don't get these microfactors inside my body.
I just want to remind everyone that these are oral.
They sure are. Sure, they don't go up your butts. A lot of people out there trying to drag them up their assholes. You can't do it, right? You got to take them in the mouth. Although they all do fit your asshole. I'm looking at a pack right now. Like all of these
will fit
inside your asshole.
They'll fit. A lot of things will fit.
Low
that doesn't mean
clear.
They should.
Low bar.
Yeah, low bar. Well,
drag them up there, dude. Just drag them right up your asshole. Just fucking drag that whole bag right up there. You put a fish hook on it and just drag it right on in. What's in them? You got the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, the multivitamins, the fruits and veggies, the EFAs, and the probiotics. Look, we don't eat the way we want to every single day or work out the way we need to, but it is important to get all the vitamins inside of us in every single day here. That's why I got these microfactors right next to my desk. I can never forget about them. Took him right before, shit, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes ago here on the goddamn show. Big fan of everything over there. Check out their protein sticks, best in the biz, as well as their energy drinks. They're always sold out at Gold's Gym over there. So I got to order them from firstform.com/drinking bros. Right now, you get free shipping on orders over $75, and if you're getting liquid shipped to your house, it's a big boy savings over there. Go to firstform.com/drinking bros. Today, though, make sure those micro factors are in your cart, dog. Next up, we got twc.health/drinking bros. That's the wellness company. Are you prepared for the unexpected? In a world where chaos seems to lurk around every corner, being prepared is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. That's where the wellness company comes in. Imagine having the peace of mind when you're equipped to handle any medical crisis, from tick bites to the latest pandemic. The wellness company's medical emergency kit is your lifeline. Packed with essential medications like ivermectin, emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and more, this kit is the ultimate preparedness solution. The wellness company's team of renowned medical professionals, including Dr. Peter McCullough, he's on there.
He's on the show tomorrow, actually.
Is he really?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Harvey Reisch, and Dr. Drew Pinsky. And more truth-seeking doctors have designed a kit that sets the gold standard for safety and prevention. Don't wait for the next crisis to strike. Visit twc.health/drinkingbros and use the promo code Drinking Bros for an exclusive 10% discount.
I think it's actually 15 now.
Is it really?
Yeah, they upped us to 15.
Fuck you. Oh, did they really?
Yeah, big time.
Those sons of bitches, dude. 15% off over there. Prepare today and rest easy tomorrow at twc.health/drinkingbros. Again, use that promo code Drinking Bros for 15% off, like D'Anthony just said. Last but not least, we got hardafseltzer.com. D'Anthony, I didn't know we were in every single HEB. Found out last night.
Well, we got a new guy.
We sure do.
He's on it.
He's on it. We got a new sales rep here in Texas.
If you're in Texas, don't worry. It's coming to you soon.
It is. So I was at the HEB in Dripping Springs last night. This morning, I was down at the one by the Y. Had a little doctor's appointment this morning there, a little check-em-up. And we're in all the fucking HEBs. I didn't know. And then the distributor didn't tell us. So I was like, well, shit, man, I'll tell everybody. We're in all the fucking HEBs in Texas. It's the only grocery store we have here. Biggest grocery store, best grocery store in the nation. We're in all the Total Wines in the Southeast down here. So if you're in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Texas, Ohio, North Carolina, we're in. We're live there as well. We're in all the Piggly Wigglies in Alabama. Georgia, we got a sales rep starting March 1st.
That's right, yep.
Super amped about that. So we're getting in more and more locations. I think we're up to 1,400 locations now. If you're watching the Daytona 500 this weekend out in Columbus, Ohio, want to go to the Short North Pint House down there and watch it, or the Super Bowl, we're all stocked up there. Urban Myers Pint House out there in Dublin, Ohio. Nashville, that Frugal McDougal's is always on fire. And then we're on a bunch of college campuses. So we're lined up all over Ohio State. 14-0 Liquors, great, boom, done. University of Tennessee, University Liquors, Total Wines, boom, done. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, University of Alabama, boom. Corks and Tops over there. Ramajama on campus there. That Shell station on 1405 University Boulevard there. Auburn, we're in Tiger Liquors on campus there. UCF, we're at Pat's Liquors on campus there. Get yourself some 8% seltzer today by going to hardafseltzer.com. Click the store locator. Enter your city or zip. And it'll take it to the closest store nearest you. If you're not in one of those states, in one of the surrounding states, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Support us and support the show. If the movie poster looks like a JUCO brochure for, you know, the happy community college, I can't do it anymore.
But he's murdering them all.
He is, but I want to see like
that's the diversity that matters.
It is, as like, long as everybody gets murdered and raped. Yeah. Obviously, I don't mind it. Just keep it in the same race. I watched that Dev Patel trailer the other day.
Well, that would be the most accurate because 83 to 88% of murders, depending on which race it is, are committed by the same race. Right?
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that's how cultures work.
Yeah, you're generally closer to people that look like you.
Well, generally, like you know, Hawaiians. Hang out with Hawaiians.
Mm. That's true.
They don't like Howlers,
that's what's the point of a culture.
Yeah.
So that's the whole idea. You wouldn't go to like the, you know, a black family and be like, you know, your family reunion wasn't very diverse.
You might not.
That's their, it's their family.
I hadn't considered doing it until now, but.
Yeah.
Depends it just how makes rich no they are. Sense.
Thanksgiving's like, going to be weird
this
year.
The whole point of cultures.
If you had one NBA player, though, in the family, the wife's going to be white.
That is true.
So that's going to fuck up the whole chain.
That is true.
And there's nothing you could do about that.
Well, that's probably better off than like what Dwayne Wade did, which is marry a crazy Hollywood person and then cut his kid's dick
that's
off.
That's right, dude.
Yeah, shit. Dwayne Wade is an interesting
What a fucking cunt he is.
Man, what a weird story that, that whole thing has turned out to be. That's going to be a cautionary tale later on. He was just inducted into, I think it was the Heat Hall of Fame the other day.
They should make the Real House Daughters of Hollywood, you know?
Oh, they did.
And it'll be like Dwayne Wade's Jaden daughter. Smith. Jaden Smith.
Because he's pretty much.
Magic
Johnson's daughter, yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
Just them all living in a house.
Chaz
like,
Bono.
It's a dude. So the dude is, I mean, that's the, that was the craziest one for me was the Magic
I don't understand
Johnson.
How you can be an alpha, and I guess he's not. Physically, maybe. He's an elite, right? Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
But how does that,
he's no alpha.
No, certainly not. But like he has all the tools.
He's just tall and athletic.
Ah, he's not that tall. What is he, 6'3"?
Yeah.
He's only 6'3".
Kissing 6'4".
So, yeah.
Kissing 6'4".
People call me tall. I'm 6'4".
Yeah.
He's tall.
But like, man, to be an athlete like that, it's just weird. Like there's gotta be some alpha in you to be competitive like that, right?
Yeah.
And then that like your kid's like, oh, I'm a fucking girl now. Like, no, you're not, dude.
I know.
Well,
shut the fuck up.
Maybe it's just a product of like growing up. Because maybe Dwayne Wade didn't grow up as rich as Dwayne Wade's kid grew up. You know, like there's some product of that. Like,
that's true.
They're in this generation in a mansion and the like Chris Paul's just coming and hanging out at their house casually. Like you like as a kid, you must just be like
he was poor in Chicago and then he made it, and then your kids don't have to do shit.
Yeah.
And that's like the biggest fear, I guess.
Your dad's Magic Johnson. You know what I'm saying? Like I mean, like you're gonna have some problems, I think.
Yeah, are there any rich people's kids that turn out normal?
Here and there.
Well, rich is, but like rich and famous kids.
Rich and super famous. Because they were talking about Bronny today. I don't know if you guys saw that. LeBron James.
Yeah,
kid.
They announced he's going to go undrafted. Like,
No
he's
shit.
He's averaging
We've said
fucking
that for
3 points
years.
A game at USC, which is not even a basketball
but
program.
But I said it years ago where I was like, I know the high school he's going to. It's all white. It's a private school in Santa Monica. You're playing the worst talent there is. Yeah, he's going to score 40 a game there. Wait till he gets to college, and now they're like, oh, he's going to go undrafted. No shit.
Yeah.
And then what do you do then? Because your name is LeBron James Jr., and then you suck. Didn't Michael Jordan's kid name him Michael Jordan Jr. too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. His kids' names are Marcus.
Marcus.
Marcus Jordan, that's it.
And Jeffrey.
And they went to UCF. Right?
They went to my school, UCF.
Yeah. And they never turned out to be anything. And LeBron.
Well, Jeffrey's his middle name, and it's his dad's middle name, too.
That's the thing about Bronny. It's like, you know, I wish someone could hold him and go, hey, buddy, you know you don't have to play basketball. Mm. There's a billion ways to make money.
No.
Or you can just spend
We don't need you to play
dollars.
Basketball.
You're fighting for dad's attention at that point. You got to play basketball.
You know what you should do is take LeBron's short agent out to lunch and go, hey, I think I'll just do what you do. Can I do what you do?
Well, the short agent is his best friend.
He's an ex-player, from the Fab Five or whatever.
It's his actual LeBron James' agent is Rich Paul, his best friend from childhood.
Yeah, but they were on like a Fab Five of their high school.
Oh, so
he was like on the team. He's a
short
kid.
Well, they were there. They were there.
Well, in their high school,
LeBron
I guess they
was
were
doing
pretty
the
good,
heavy
right?
Lifting.
Yeah, I believe that. But weren't they like, I mean, they were.
They won state.
Yeah.
They won state.
Yeah, he was on the team.
He was, yeah.
He's averaging like 35 minutes a game right now.
LeBron is.
LeBron at 39 years old. He's
so good, dude.
It's ridiculous.
He's so good. People talk so much trash.
Well, it's because he's the most insecure turd of all time.
Well, no, I think he's a dope. Like when he talks about politics, he has no idea what he's talking about.
He always reads
the first
page of the
book. That makes kind of sense. He's been famous forever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he didn't graduate high school or nothing.
Of course he's dumb.
Yeah,
yeah.
He has no idea anything about it. He's like, we like playing in China. He's like, you fucking moron. Here's the biggest thing about these guys. They'll say like stuff about like systematic racism and like it's like, you know how dumb you have to be to pretend to care about slavery you didn't go through while you are dripping in Nike and have an iPhone? So you don't care about that slavery, you dumb moron?
Well, there's 1,400 active Uyghur concentration camps in China right now. 1,400 camps, camps.
Doesn't know about it at all.
Well, he knows.
He knows.
There's no way he doesn't know. Then, if he reads his Twitter comments, he knows, because I've been saying that to him for 10 years.
He's either a liar or an idiot, and I choose to believe he's an idiot.
It's probably a combo. Yeah. Right?
He wants that Chinese money, though, too.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you noticed on the Chinese money, all the eyes, they're not round?
That's true.
It's like weird as hell, man.
They're slanted, dude.
Well, but here's the thing. The you know, you said it's all about like the money, right? Like, and you go, well, yeah, of course. But here's the thing is like, I also think it's partially like them going, hey, can you go out there and talk about this? Like, he's bought.
Yeah.
You know, there's this like, you were going to go read this. We'd want to, don't want to lose this deal in China. No. We want LeBron. You're LeBron James.
So you mean like American politicians starting wars?
I think we buy celebrities, you know, like you buy a guy and you say you're going to say all these things
like,
to fit this narrative.
Like we need to send $200 billion to Ukraine, for example. That's that's one thing you would get someone to say.
Yeah.
You know, if you were so inclined.
If you wanted to. Yeah. You can buy anybody these days. Bud Light's buying up everybody. Pfizer's buying up everybody. Everybody can be bought.
I still don't understand why. So like, I talked a lot of shit because it's funny. But I really don't understand why people are so butthurt about that Bud Light thing. It was one dumbass.
What about
employee.
Dylan Mulvaney?
Yeah, it's like one dumbass employee. And I understand, like, pretending like transgender is even real to me is just, I don't pay any attention to anybody that even acknowledges that. Like, no, you're a dude. Shut the fuck up. Like, do whatever you want. It's fine. I'm not, nobody's going to hurt you when I'm around. Fuck that, right? Yeah. Do what you want. Stay away from kids. And don't demand at gunpoint that I participate in your fucking delusion.
Yeah.
That's pretty simple.
But I think that's what people felt like, is like, oh, if I drink from this product now it's even getting into my beer.
Yeah, I guess maybe it's fatigue to some degree.
Yeah, they don't want anything.
But like saying, like, I'm never drinking. If you were actually a Bud Light drinker, which most Mexicans are, right? That I know, anyways.
Like, are they?
Yeah.
Modelo's kind of the go-to for the guys that work
That's
me.
That's what white people who hang around Mexicans drink.
Dos Equis.
Dos Equis, man.
You gotta blast,
you gonna blast this fool or what, Holmes?
But yeah, it's
by
like,
the way, come up and grab some hard AF seltzers out of here and party if you want to.
I don't know why people were so butthurt about that. People gave people gave Dana White the business because he's full of shit. He was like, they're so much more closely aligned with you, and like, no, they're not.
It's
ABM Bev, dude. Get the fuck out of here. They're not politically aligned with anybody.
Businesses are learning.
Oh yeah. Victoria's Secret learned. They got fucking hot girls.
Sports Illustrated just learns. With Bud Light, though,
I don't know how to explain it. So, sports used to be sports. You would just watch sports. It's two fucking teams playing basketball, and you watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You gamble on it with your bookie and your friends, and you drink beer, and that's it. There was no end racism in the end zones.
Yeah.
There was no, helmets that had little decals on it that said, stop, don't shoot.
Stop or, hate.
Oh, I can't breathe. None of this bullshit.
Yeah.
And you think, who cares? Just watch your fucking football. And you go, I want to. I'd like to watch football without this. But they've learned to leak it in. Just leak it in enough where the things. And so I think that the Bud Light thing is just like another example of that. Like, even my beer they're fatigued and they're annoyed, and you're going, man, you found a way to even politicize my sports, but it isn't even equally political. It isn't like half of the football players have things that say make America great again, and the other half say, you know, stop,
well, Cole
don't
Beasley
shoot.
Would have if
they'd let him.
If they'd let him.
But now you can't.
They gave you a list of seven things you could put on your
own. But the thing, if you want to be political, you have to be this type of political.
Yeah.
And that seems like ridiculous. And most people are just going, stay the fuck out of our sports. And the other half are just fed up.
I haven't seen too many people giving Gillis heat about this, though.
Well, he always drank it.
Gillis isn't political.
Yeah, and he always drank it,
too. Well, he talks shit about everybody.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if he continues.
But he always drank it, and that was his thing and everything else. So that I understand.
Yeah, but if he puts out another special where he pulls punches on some of that stuff, then that's going to be a problem.
No, they probably gave him this as an overcorrection to the thing.
Probably.
They've offered it to us, too. They've offered it to everybody. Yeah. So all your favorite comedians and podcast hosts and all that shit will have it. For me personally, I would have been fine. Just apologize. Look, everybody makes mistakes.
Oh, yeah, just say, yeah, who, man.
Oh, shit, this is a, hey, man, we fucked up and whatever, and then fine, it could have moved on.
Did you hear my idea on it?
Uh-uh.
I was like, nobody would have cared if you just put it on that Bud Light seltzer can.
Yeah, nobody would have seen it.
If Dylan Mulvaney was on the Bud Light seltzer, you'd be like, yeah, of course, that's that fruity-ass fucking Bud Light. That's not. They wouldn't have cared. But you put it on the blue one.
The blue one.
And they're going, hey, what are you doing?
Because those were gang colors. You had red and blue, and everybody knew what it was.
And you go, yeah, it makes sense. It's a seltzer.
Yeah, now you're trying to fucking buy
that one's identifying as a beer, but it's a.
They need to bring Randy Quaid in for Bud Heavies or something, somebody like that, cool. Right? Or one of these people that have gone full MAGA.
They'll never do it.
Well, I think what what Bud Light thought was like, what's a group we're not getting? Maybe some like woke people don't drink Bud Light. We've already got that group. They thought of it like the way politicians won't go into certain states. Mm. They're like, oh, we don't need to go into Texas. We've got Texas. So let's do the campaign trail on the towns we need to convince. I think that's what Bud Light thought.
Maybe.
Oh, we've got all them. Let's get the people we don't have. But then you thought they didn't realize, oh, we can lose the people we have by doing this.
Yeah, they did it smart. Well, Pabst Blue Ribbon, PBR, did it smarter.
Yeah.
Back in the early 2000s, they just targeted hipsters.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't, it like didn't offend any of the old people
the
way they targeted that particular group. I'm sure there was a more elegant solution than putting some dumb, woke, middle-aged white lady in charge of your marketing.
Well,
department.
Even Old English, there was hotels all along Sunset Strip in Los Angeles back in the 2000s where you could order it in a paper bag right off the menu, and they would bring it to you. They would bring you a 40 of Old English in a paper bag.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they would charge you $38 for it.
I lived in Oakland at the time, and it was like curly mustaches and fucking dudes wearing like
neck tattoos
and like German climbing outfits. Like, what
the
fuck
chicks,
are you wearing?
All
dude?
The chicks are dressed like Cam Newton for some reason. I think I got to the bottom of why this guy's carrying a loaded gun around.
Why is that?
He lived in Oakland.
Well, I was in the military first, but also
but Oakland's probably worse.
I lived in Piedmont, which is kind of like Oakland. It's on the top of a hill overlooking Oakland.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I saw a lot of crime.
Oh, yeah.
I just didn't experience
Let me
much.
Tell you, Oakland's rough.
Piedmont, man. This is Piedmont. It's like right up in, it's in uptown Oakland, kind of on the east side of it. And it's up on a hill, and they got fed up with Oakland, so they raised a bunch of money from the locals and started their own police department.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oakland is a whole different... I've been Baltimore, Philly, I've been all these places, and Oakland by far is the one that I felt nervous just being in traffic.
It's not great, yeah.
Up on that hill, though, did you ever think about just picking people off up there and no one would know? Kind of like that. Remember that guy in Washington who was sniping people from the back of the fucking trunk?
He's like, why do you... You know the answer to this question.
That's all I think about now.
I mean, the fuck, but not once about? Did you go out and do it?
No, I'm not really? Gonna. I don't like. Well, I'm not killing random people. Being able to kill without joy is a responsibility. You understand?
But let's say you saw somebody grabbing a purse, right? And it was just like, oh, struggle, scream, and then you've got them right there.
Maybe.
Dude.
I mean, part of me does want to go back to 19th century laws where there were more crimes punishable by death. Like, I feel like we need to overcorrect a little bit for a while. And the same, we need to shut down immigration for 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
And at least from non-white countries. And I mean that seriously. I'm not fucking around. because we're not having a whole lot of problems with Canadians in the U.S.
No,
I've been to Canada. You know what I mean? Canada sucks.
It does.
No, if they came over though, we're the arms wide open.
Yeah, we'll do a one for one exchange. Yeah. One Canadian, we'll send our Somalis up there. And
exactly.
Anyways, I don't even know what I was talking about. Now I'm just feeling racist.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Keep
you
going, dude.
Talking about
the
these
roll.
Laws. You want to go back to the
Yeah. I mean, we definitely need to shut down immigration, and then I think the second thing that we need to do is to start punishing crimes with the death penalty more.
Like
if you're a serial offender, if you're victimizing other people, you're dead. Fuck
sure,
you. And then pedophilia should always be a first time offense. You're dead.
Yeah.
Like, just fucking carve that motherfucker up right in the public. I don't understand why we can't all agree on that. I felt like
It seems like everyone should agree on that.
Yeah, but if you go on the internet, there are like legit doctors trying to make the case to mutilate kids' genitals. Like, oh, you're.
Yeah, I know.
It's this false premise of would you rather have a trans kid or a dead kid?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like, I would rather you be dead, actually.
It's all cash.
It's cash.
These doctors go, I don't know. I'll do it. How much, you know?
Is there a celebrity dick you want?
What do you mean?
Just kind of at your house, like in a jar.
Kevin Costner's would be nice when he goes.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's got a
hog on him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's.
I haven't thought about this.
He's tried to wedge his hog into like nine movies, I think, now?
It's been cut out of eight movies so far.
I guess I want Whoopi Goldberg's cock.
Oh, boy.
Oh. I want her a Goldberg tit would be sweet. If you had that.
I don't know. If you take those clothes off, she probably looks like Jabba the Hutt.
It's just a tit.
I think it's just an amorphous blob at that point. Well, I mean, it wouldn't be a tit. It would just be the nipple, maybe.
I want the whole tit.
She's got the tit that looks like a fucking, Billy Bob from fucking, what's that stupid goddamn movie? With Vanderbeek?
Oh, Paul Walker. Shit. One of the greatest movies of all time, Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues, yeah. She's got a fat boy tit. Not a good one. Yeah.
You know, look, it depends what you're into. Like, the amateur shit is where I live. So, like, a tit like that where you're like, all right, that's a realistic tit from a trailer park or something like that.
You'd want whoopies, though, huh?
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I would take it. Yeah. It's not the top of my list.
I'd collect any human stuff like this, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, at the Tool concert, and recently they were selling a fetus, I guess, in a jar.
Yeah.
For a few thousand. I thought that was interesting merch.
It's great merch. I'm sorry, there. What? Yeah, they sort of. Yeah, pull that up, Bob. Pull up the fetus from the Tool concert.
And what's the purpose of that? Why? Wait, before we move on to that, why is Stone Cold Steve Austin on the fucking thing?
I was trying to. Sometimes he would slam Budweiser's, and I was trying to find a picture of that for your who Budweiser should get, but I didn't want to go down
He slammed
Bud Heavies?
I thought it was Coors. Back in
the day. Sometimes.
I thought he was a Coors guy.
I thought he was a Silver Bullet Blast. Yeah.
He might have been. He might have been. Pull up the fetus there from the Tool.
And it's in a skull?
Oh, no. Oh, it is in a skull. Yeah, look at that. The fetus is in the skull.
Look at that, dude.
Dude, actually, it looks a lot cooler than I thought.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, but is that a real fetus?
No, it's not a real fetus.
No, it is.
Really?
Tina Firestone from Little Rock, Arkansas. That's her fetus, it says. Mm. 26 years old.
Did she sign it?
I just made that up.
Do they have
really believable.
Yeah, I made that up. I don't know if she signed it.
Is there a certificate of authenticity that comes with that?
Could have been some blood.
Yeah.
Serialized.
Yeah, some blood on there.
Well, you can check it if you want.
On the umbi. On the umbilical cord.
that is wild.
Don't tread on this.
That actually is pretty fucking cool.
What did that go for, Bob?
I like the skull part. The fetus is weird, but...
It's not. If you think about...
Your mind is always growing,
yeah.
Oh, shit. Is that right?
Yeah, your mind is always growing.
That happened one time.
That's the first thing you knew today.
No, that happened one time.
There's your first look. All right, how much is this fucking thing going for here, Bob?
I'm looking for a price here.
Because I want it.
Dean said $2,500.
$2,500?
That's not that bad.
Let's buy a fucking fetus, dude.
Yeah, we'll get
you
one.
You got stuff here that's worth more than that.
We sure do. We'll put it on set over here.
How much was the O.J. Simpson helmet that says...
That was a gift.
Most 11, of this stuff was gifts,
yards,
actually.
27 stabbings.
We have a guy...
Three allegedly. Bodies.
We'll shout him out. Scott Davidson from Burbiz, who's got a habit of buying us stuff, and then the celebrities died 2 weeks later.
Oh, interesting.
So he got us that.
What's his
Ray
name?
Liotta died. Scott Davidson.
Scott Davidson. We want a fetus skull, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, the fetus is already dead, so who dies?
On the Drinking Bros wish list?
Well, yeah, on our Amazon wish list, that'd be great. So he gave us the sign Ray Liotta. Ray Liotta died about 10 days later.
I keep forgetting that he died.
I know. And then the other one was he gave us the sign Dwayne Haskins helmet. And then he got hit by that truck.
Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah, the quarterback for Washington. Later on, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ohio State.
I don't know.
He was up for the Heisman Trophy.
And then he got hit.
He got smoked by a concrete truck, my man.
Holy crap.
Crossing a highway in Miami at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, he was on some kind of drug.
Yeah, like that checks out.
The story is that he had been drugged by this woman and she was stealing his jewelry or some shit, right?
Perhaps, yeah. We don't really know.
When I was in jail and detox, this homeless guy was like yelling all the shit at the cops and he just got in. And the cops were like, well, you didn't want to talk to us when you were in the middle of the freeway. And I remember going, that makes a lot of sense.
I feel like cops need better training to shoot more. They need to learn jujitsu, be more athletic, but they also need better. I think you should teach them like a shit talking class too.
That'd be cool.
Because that's important. If we're going to keep getting cops on Fox
moving
forward, I don't want some fucking Yoko Hillbilly that, oh yeah, you're under arrest, buddy. No, I want him to roast the fuck out of that dude.
It is weird how they have the etiquette of a police officer's like polite.
Mm.
You know, it's like, why does he have to be polite and they can just be popping off and acting like crazy?
Well, it does say protect and serve on the side of the car, I guess.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That's what
they are protecting us from these fucking animals.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah,
and they're serving their community by protecting us from these drunk idiots. You know, like, and but the drunk idiot gets to be like, "Motherfucker, you can't touch me." Blah blah blah. And then the cop has to just be like, "Man, I'm not gonna tell you again. You gotta calm down." No, he should be like, "Fuck you! Don't talk to me like that." Like,
I feel like you should. We need to bring back mutual combat laws. Now Texas has it, Montana has it, a couple other states.
Yeah.
But like, if somebody's being a dick. Oh wow!
Yeah, Hulk.
That's Hulk. Got
the whole thing.
That's the Hulk.
If somebody's being a dick and the cop's like, "Hey, you know what? You want to fucking go? We can fight right now.
Exactly.
You beat me. You can fucking go home."
That'd be hilarious.
I feel like that would be great.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Why are we not doing that?
No idea. People are out there doing cool shit. They just sold fucking Pornhub, dude. Did you know that? A rabbi bought it.
Today's the day, man.
Today's the day.
A lot of things happening.
A rabbi, Jewish attorney and rabbi, are they just bought Pornhub.
Are they going to put their servers in those tunnels?
Why would the rabbi buy Pornhub? Is he going to shut it down or something?
And so it's a private equity firm, and they took over MindGeek, which is the whole umbrella company for every single porn site out there.
Wow.
If he fucking deletes that as a flex.
That would be great.
Holy shit.
That would be awesome.
Shit,
that's
dude.
What I really wanted Elon Musk to buy Twitter. And delete fucking it. Delete the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
I think
fuck
that
you.
The Elon buying Twitter and changing it to X might have been like the biggest thing he could have done for this election that's coming up.
Mm.
He might have saved the election.
I'm not sure here.
We'll never know all the stuff that wasn't tweeted.
Here's the thing. Here's why. Is like, I don't know about you. Are you on Twitter a lot?
I'm on it pretty often, yeah.
Yeah. So same here. I'm still getting people in my feed, Democrats and shit that I fucking hate.
Well,
over
it's mostly
and over
just
again.
Those two Gaylord Krasenstein brothers,
no, it's,
probably, right?
It's JoJo from Jurors, whatever the fuck her
well,
name.
Well, that's because you keep commenting negative shit on her.
No, it's because it's in every time I open up my goddamn phone, it's her. I don't follow her. I don't follow these people.
You keep
and then
interacting
I hate
with
tweet
her.
Them.
Yeah, but if you interact with them, then they show up in your feed more. It
well,
is the outrage
finally,
algorithm. That's
I just
how it works.
Fucking I blocked it or deleted it, whatever the fuck it was, and I'm all good there.
Well, God, like Elon
this is
didn't
a real
buy
wrestling
it to like
fan
not.
Right here, by the way,
oh yeah, dude.
Yeah,
he's putting Hulk in the right position.
There it is. Boom, give it to him.
Three pumps. Here's the thing. He didn't buy Twitter to like not let liberals tweet.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see it. Like,
he's just saying we can all now talk.
But I thought the hatred algorithm would be gone where you're not seeing those
no,
fucking people.
No, that's the algorithm.
No.
That'll always be the case.
That's how
but
it works.
But isn't even just about hate. The same, if you comment positive shit on somebody's account, a lot it'll show up more.
Really?
Even if you don't follow them. Yeah.
All right. Maybe why I'll
would,
go to
why would it not though? Why wouldn't
Carl Weathers account?
Why wouldn't they serve you content that you interact with more? That's kind of how it's supposed to work, isn't it?
I'm not
interacting with it.
It's who I follow. That's all. Like Instagram. Instagram keeps giving me suggestions, and I have to snooze it for 30 days. Where I'm like, I'm following the fucking people that I want to follow. Don't force me into your shitbirds. That you know,
yeah.
I don't.
Well,
I don't
believe
know
it or
these
not,
people.
Believe it or not, social media wasn't created for fucking irritated Luddites who don't want to participate in technology at
yeah,
all.
We're dude, too old for it.
I have my own friends. Like, I don't need your bullshit friends or your suggestions of friends.
So call them.
You don't know me.
Just do a group FaceTime then. Stay off Twitter.
Mark Zuckerberg doesn't fucking know me, so
don't
suggest your people to me.
Mark Zuckerberg knows when you're going to buy your next fucking meal, buddy.
Probably. But
so he knows you more than your own wife does.
The latest celebrity to follow was like fucking the guy who played Ross from Friends, and it was like, Jesus Christ, I don't give a fuck what David Schwimmer's doing. I don't give a baker's fuck what he's doing.
I didn't until you just mentioned him. What is he doing?
I don't know. Probably still grieving. He's grieving hard over Matthew Perry.
I don't think so, man. I think he's lived a productive life and doesn't care about losers.
Doesn't care about losers.
Well, maybe.
A guy dies alone in a hot tub from fentanyl, that's a loser.
Yeah, that's a sad man for sure. Yeah.
It's not great.
All right, we'll go around the horn here. Carl Weathers obviously just died here before we get out of here. Favorite Carl Weathers movie?
Oh, it's got to be Predator.
Shit, Predator's up there, dude. That's trending.
I didn't know there was a movie called Sasquatch that he was in. That might be my favorite. I love Bigfoot.
It's not bad.
But is the movie good?
Yeah, it was in Sundance.
What's the premise?
There a bunch of people are heading to this town looking for Sasquatch, and somebody gets money if they can get them on camera.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
And do they get a Sasquatch?
Can't tell you.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil it for the audience because the movie came out 12 years ago.
I want to see it. I love Sasquatches. But Predator is such a good movie.
Mm.
They let a psychopath be in that movie.
Yeah.
You know the native guy?
Oh, yeah.
He was an actual crazy person.
Yeah, no shit. He was a total criminal.
Yeah, and like he had just gotten out, and they're like, he'd be perfect. Look, he looks cool. And they're like, the guy doesn't act. They're like, I know, but look at him. And they just let him be.
He had like four lines, and they were all super monotone. He wasn't looking at the camera or nothing.
he was like getting local crazy
hire.
Eyes.
Yeah. It was a local hire. A lot of people are saying Arrested Development on Twitter right now.
So the character he played on Arrested Development was so goddamn ridiculous. He was a grifter. Mm-hmm. But he was playing himself. He was Carl Weathers, and he was an acting coach. So Tobias Funke's character, David Cross, was trying to become an actor, and he was paying homeboy like fucking thousands of dollars. He's like, that's too much money. I can't afford that. He goes, well, how much do you have? And he goes, oh, like $3,000. He goes, that's exactly how much my acting classes cost. Then there are all these weird like anecdotes. He was in a fucking restaurant and he said, don't throw that. Like it was a chicken leg or something. He goes, don't throw that away. You throw that in a fucking pot of boiling water, put in a potato, you got yourself a stew going, buddy. It's like so fucking weird. He was just some total shitbag grifter.
People loved it, dude.
So, Happy Gilmore's a big one.
I know. So Happy Gilmore's on here. Everybody's Chubbs talking about Peterson, Happy Gilmore. Yeah. Apollo Creed, obviously. That's an all-timer.
Yeah.
I don't think you get any better than Predator, though.
It's so good. That movie was, I mean, the formula works.
The meme.
The baddest dudes on the planet trying to get an alien. Body that's the mass, baddest man. Fucking
What game? Happened when I told you he died before we went on air today?
What happened?
Yeah.
You clapped up.
You clapped up, dude. You gave me the fucking...
Oh, yeah, I said, you son of a bitch. I gave him the,
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, it felt pretty good.
It's classic, man.
It was really good, dude. I'm going to be honest. We didn't know each other.
Yeah, and I gave it.
I told you he died, and then boom, you gave that to me.
Yeah. Although Dylan did kind of fuck the team over a little bit. He didn't tell them what they were getting into, right? So...
Right.
You know, no spoiler alert, that movie's from 1978 or something.
Dylan is trending also right now, by the way.
Anytime a man tells you that someone died while he's holding a giant cooler, you do go, is this related? What's in the cooler there, you know? Luckily, it was just some beverages that he was keeping cold, but like he was holding a cooler and then tells us a man died.
Yeah. Fucking A, dude. We lost a goat today.
He's pretty cool. Carl Weathers, rest in peace.
R.I.P., brother. R.I.P. Now's the point of the show. We get to the Drinking Bro of the Week, which is someone who has inspired you or helps you become the person you are today.
I like that.
Who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
The man who's helped me be the man I am today.
Could also be a woman, but...
Could be.
You know, in your situation, I don't think that's going to be relevant.
Probably not. Reverse cowboy for a guy like you, you know? A lot of height, you're on top.
Well, you guys got one, or is we each do one, or is it just
just you?
Okay, yeah.
We've had a couple thousand episodes on this goddamn thing.
Oh yeah,
so we
associated be out of guys. Yeah. I'll say Terry Bradshaw.
Nice.
Love Terry Bradshaw.
Where did you grow up in Pittsburgh?
No, I did a TV show with him where we went to a bunch of different countries together, and he became like a father figure to me.
But Terry Bradshaw,
yeah, TB.
What was the fucking?
We got tattoos for his 67th birthday in Thailand. I got his number tattooed on my shoulder.
Shut the fuck up.
He's one of the greatest men I've ever known. I spent Christmas with him. I spent Thanksgiving with him. I used to spend every Sunday with him at Fox watching football, but since COVID, they don't let anybody come to the lot anymore, even now, which is crazy. But anyways, Terry Bradshaw is the absolute man. I fucking love him. I never had like a man in my life, you know? Terry taught me how to fish, you know, smoke. I smoke cigars every day. It's because TB. Like, he just helped me be the guy that I am now, which I think is the question you guys asked. So, Terry Bradshaw.
So, the picture that's up here is your hand on Terry Bradshaw's
and Henry Winkler.
Leg.
And
Henry
Fonz.
Winkler.
Yeah.
Where did Winkler come into the picture here?
So, we did the show I was on was a young guy, me, taking four legends to multiple countries, Asia, Africa, Europe. I took Henry Winkler, George Foreman, Terry Bradshaw, and William Shatner. And the show was called Better Late Than Never.
No fucking way.
Two seasons on NBC. It was great.
I don't know much about George, but fucking Shatner's awesome.
I've worked with Shatner.
I like all the guys but Shatner.
Really?
Where he was a fucking asshole?
He's an actor, and he's
kind of a weirdo, yeah.
He's a weird guy.
Before everyone goes, Jeff Todd's talking shit about William Shatner. William Shatner is he's just a certain type of guy. That's all. You know, some people like dogs, and some people like cats, and he's a very cat-like guy. Was he nice to me? Yes, but he was just, it's a lot. It's just, you know, it's like you're dealing with like this guy all the time, you know, it's just a lot. But it was a very fun show. Check it out.
I only had to spend a day with him, so if you were spending a whole the whole goddamn thing with him. Why you out of this? Like, was there a casting call for this, or did you pitch this show?
I was on a different show on NBC. No, I didn't pitch it. We stole the idea from, they bought the idea from an Asian show where a younger guy takes his grandpa and his grandpa's three friends to do all these bucket list things before they die. Mm. And madness ensues. But no, I was on a different show called I Can Do That. And they were not going to bring the show back, but they were like, but we love you. We'll try to find something. Mm-hmm. So they already had this show like in the works, and they didn't have all these four guys locked, but they knew what the premise of the show would be. And then they're like, we need like a nice young guy who's going to be able to hang with these dudes. And so I got the job.
No shit. That's
one of the best jobs I ever had.
Yeah. What a wild gig. Yeah. I think I remember this. You went like literally everywhere. Like,
yeah.
Great Wall of China, all kinds of
everything.
Crazy shit.
We did
right?
everything.
Oh, yeah. Did you get a piggyback ride up the Great Wall like Justin Bieber did that time? Remember that shit?
No, but we
jump on Terry's back.
I did a thing where I was pushing them up the. Because we were trying to see Mount Fuji. Mm. But the thing is, like, that's like a day hike, like an afternoon hike. Like, you have to be in pretty good shape to see Mount Fuji. So we just took him to this area where you could see Mount Fuji. Mm. But even that was like a whole thing, just getting them up this flight of stairs. But anyway, so, yeah, it was fun.
That's awesome, dude.
It was a good time.
Does George Foreman just call everybody George? Does he know other names?
Well, all of his kids, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to have a joke where I'd say, you know, George Foreman's the only boxer who escaped brain damage. You know, just ask his kids. George Jr., George Jr., George Jr., George Jr., Georgina Jr.
Big fan. Yeah. Big fan of George Foreman.
Actually, one of his kids lives in town here. I don't know when this goes up, but Big Wheel, hit me up. I'm in Austin till Tuesday.
All right. Yeah, I just watched the biopic of him. I took my kids.
Really good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, who plays George?
Unknown guy. Which
two,
you need
two,
to,
different, yeah. nobody, two different guys, right?
Yeah, because nobody looks like him.
Like an old guy and a young guy.
So you need somebody to kind of
but
play.
But they did good.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
good.
It's always some nobody that does the biopics the best.
I thought it'd be some low budget Christian movie because you know they make the knock goes out and then there's a you know and no
straight
disrespect,
DVD,
I'm not like trying to be mean to Christianity or nothing, but there is this overlying kind of like. See, God helped him. You should be Christian too. But like, this doesn't have any of that. It's just a really great story. Mm-hmm. And since he's a man of faith, they're going to put it in there. It was a great movie.
It was. It's on. It actually just went to Netflix. I took my kid. My kid's big boxing fan, so he wanted to see it in theaters. And it was, I think, rated G or PG or something.
And it
like
didn't have any of that. Like everyone's racist in the old days.
Nothing.
Like it didn't have any of that. It was just a really good movie.
It's just a good film. Tell everybody where they can find you and where are you performing next?
He's going to do a splash, dude, which he would have never done.
He dropped the leg, dude.
Yeah, this bullshit, but this toy is a little clunky. So.
Yeah.
Well.
Can't even bend his knee. It's like the real Hogan.
Sorry. Yeah, it sure is, dude. Yeah.
Stiff.
I feel like a pig.
Stiff, dude.
I feel like a pig.
Yeah. You know what? There's one time I watched this old video of him where he's like, if you just listen to the words, you're like, wait, what did he say? He's like, he's trying to get all jacked up. And he goes... They showed him a highlight reel of himself, and then he goes, "That turns me on, brother. That turns me on, brother. I can't watch another man go down like that without ripping off my clothes." And he tears his shirt off, and you're like, "Wait, that sentence is
freezing,
super gay."
Yeah,
no, it's not. At
Revisit
all.
That.
It's not at all. Nope.
I'll find it. For
He's
you.
Finding his own dominance within his gayness.
I'm
and
a
I
real
like that.
American.
I am. So you can find me at jeffdye.com. I've got a bunch of podcasts. I got one called Everybody's Got a Price with Josh Nelson. I have a wrestling podcast once a week with Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh, sweet.
Called Wrestling with Friends.
Wait, didn't Josh...
Josh Wolf.
Wolf used to do a show with
him?
Yeah,
he was a homie of ours.
Yeah, they used to.
Are they still doing it?
No, they haven't.
No.
They don't do those no
He's
more.
Got a show with his kid now.
Oh, that's right.
Josh does, yeah.
Yeah, they used to have one. I can't remember what it's called, but I did it. I was a guest. Whatever.
Big fan of Josh, yeah.
He's awesome.
He's touring with his kid right now, so they're doing a show together, yeah.
Nice.
That's great. How's Freddie?
He's good. Yeah, happy. He's awesome. Such a cool guy. The best boss I've ever had, too. I'm like out here doing stuff, and I'm like, hey, man, I can't make the episode. He's like, no big deal. Like the easiest, coolest. I think he might be one of the coolest guys I've ever known. Like, just a cool guy.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
happy.
Chill.
That'll do it.
Yeah, he's probably happy. Yeah. He's been married for Sarah Michelle Gellar for what, 20
years? Over
20
years. Yeah, 21, 22 years. Yeah. She's awesome, too. They're just, everything's cool. Their kids are cool. Everything about the, Freddie's got the ideal thing going.
That
good,
rocks,
good
dude.
Temperament, just a happy dude.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're rich.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, he also fucked off from Hollywood a little bit too.
Yeah, he got sick of it.
Yeah,
that'll which keep is fine, dude. You gotta. It's like I tell everybody, it's like Vegas. You pull the fucking chips off, dude, and then you leave, and then don't look back, and all that other shit.
Yeah,
like,
you go. What was I chasing?
Yes. What was it? What was the thing? And then once you do the things, you're grateful for the things.
Yeah.
And it's the people who look back on it like, oh, man, fuck it. So
if everybody just did mushrooms, they could come to that conclusion pretty quick.
Dan's one of the happiest people I know.
Well, that's what made me real. Like, actually, it was kind of the secret to my success, or made me the kind of the guy I am. That's the person of the week, mushrooms.
There you go, Ram
Dass. I remember just sitting in the woods looking at the stars and going, what's my problem? And I was just going, I don't know. Maybe if my house had four stories, maybe that would make me happy.
That four story does it.
And maybe
though,
if I had 12 trucks. maybe if I had a whole closet of guns, Jeff. Maybe if I met a woman with six tits, I'd actually wouldn't be a scumbag.
Six whoopee tits?
You know what I mean?
I think the closet full of guns might be an actual needle mover.
But you start thinking, no, all that makes you happy. But the point is, it's like, it's just never enough. Yeah. We're such little sucks. And so it's like they just keep sucking, just keep more. So it's like the mushrooms makes you really realize, you're fine, everything's okay.
Yeah, we're all gonna be good.
It's good, you're all right.
We're gonna be good. Where are you performing at next?
I don't know when this goes up.
Sunday night.
So I'm recording my special in Nashville at a place Zanies? Called the Electric Jane. Oh, okay. And that's Friday and Saturday. I'm not sure if there's tickets available, but check me out on jeffdye.com. Find tickets. I'm touring 50 weekends a year. I'm always somewhere.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I love comedy. I do it every night. No.
Okay.
No wife, no kids, no girlfriend.
I was going to say, that's the only way you can do 50 weekends.
Which means like I'm rich.
Exactly.
Yeah, a lot of time, a lot of comedy.
Nailed it. Thanks for being here
today.
Thanks
for having me. This is awesome. You guys have a cool place. I could do this all day. This is fucking awesome.
Jeff Dye, everybody. Ooh. Funny fucking dude, man. Thanks for being here. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star. You can walk away at that point. For D'Anthony and Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.